All right, friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org with some continuing coverage about the Trump shooting. And apparently the video that I did yesterday, let me share that with you, that has gotten, close to 4,000 views as of now. Apparently, according to one viewer, Patricia says, this is the dumbest thing you have done. So what's interesting, Patricia, and there were a couple of others that told me that you had a friend of your sister's, somebody was there at the event. But the interesting thing is none of you answered my questions. Those of you that think this is the dumbest thing I've ever done, giving an analysis on the strange things that don't add up about this shooting, you didn't bother to answer the questions. Now, in my book, that's kind of dumb to simply ignore all of the points that I brought up and to say that people died and you know someone who was there, and somehow that negates everything else that I shared. I find that very interesting. Well, what I'm going to do is actually share with you more comments. And these are comments that I got from you, my lovely healthy Americans, and also from other channels. And I just wanted to give you sort of an update, or maybe another way of saying it is an overview of what people were saying. So I've got, let me do this. I'm going to share my screen. And what I did is I compiled these into a Word document, and this will be published on my free Substack, which is peggyhall.substack.com. And you can see some of the characters that they have standing here. And I just wanted to let you know that all of these were screen grabs that I took from my video and also other videos that I've seen on YouTube. And I wanted to share with you some of the comments, because this is really what I'm seeing most people saying. So we start out, here's one saying, the background crowd looks like they've been instructed what to wear by a costume designer, just like on a TV or movie set. So let's take a look at that again. Let me know if you noticed that in any of the screen grabs. And if this is your first time hearing my commentary about the Trump shooting, I actually recommend that you watch my first video, which was well over 30 minutes, I think about 40 minutes. And I go into great detail with a lot of the questions that I had that just didn't add up. So when you're doing critical thinking, you need to set aside the emotions. And I'm sure there were people that were there and saw what happened, but that still doesn't relieve them of the responsibility of digging deeper and seeing whether the evidence includes facts that comport with reality. That's where we need to go with our thinking. And of course, the emotions get hijacked and people can't think clearly. And that's why they were under the spell of cooties hogwashing for the last several years. Some people still are, very sad to say. So here we go. Another person said the audio response from the crowd doesn't line up. Speaking as a security guard with thousands of hours of surveillance experience and war, and I've watched combat videos, it doesn't read properly to me. We should hear hysteria of screaming, people that are inconsolable, especially women. We know that everyone in the audience is looking at the same spot. So it's not like they miss the action, as can happen in larger crowds. And people are saying they need to hire better directors. Here's another one. The crowd's acting is terrible. Here's another comment. How come there's no blood on the hand that touches the ear? There's never any blood on that right hand. I pointed that out in my video as well. Someone wrote, the rented crowd behind him are the worst actors we've seen so far. The lady in back is laughing. The guy on the right in the front is acting like he's in a school play. Someone else says, nobody runs away. He didn't look like he was afraid for his life at all. The fist raise pose was so cringe. All right, let me do this as well. There were a couple of comments on my video when I said that it looked like Trump was raising a communistic, that's the phrase that I use, meaning it reminds me of communism, a communistic fist in the air. And some people said, what do you mean? Someone wrote, that's not what the guy in Germany did. He raised his hand straight out. the guy in Germany was not a communist. I mean, you got to go back and understand your history. All right. People that lived under Nazism wish that they could go back to that because communism was so bad. You should read a book called Tortured for Christ about what happened in these Eastern European countries after the Nazis left and the communists came in. It was a lot worse, believe it or not. So let me share my screen and we're going to hop on over. All right. Here is just, I did a giggle. It's because it's very funny. Search on communist fist and you'll see this. It is completely associated with communism. And here's Lenin with his communist fist. And that looks very much like what Trump did. I just calls it as I sees it, friends. And for those of you that have not studied history, here are some pictures for you. It's probably likely that Castro did this. It's very well known that it is a communist power sign, and that's exactly what Trump did. So little bit of history for those of you that may not be aware of that. Let's go back to some of your comments here, shall we? And here we go. Yeah, the fist raised pose was so cringe. It looked like it was a staged photo. I love how the Secret Service stopped everything so that he could do that. Just hilarious. Someone wrote, it's hard not to laugh anymore at how blatant things are. Someone else said, shots fired, but nobody ran. Someone else wrote, him just holding up the fist for the crowd should really hammer it home that it was staged. How were the crowd to know that after those shots that the shooter had expired and they didn't have a care in the world that he may start up again, right? They were so lackadaisical. Tyson did more damage to Holyfield's ear. How do you get hit in the ear with the bullet and not miss a piece of your ear? All right, here's a healthy American said, the crowd just stood there and cheered after Trump stood up. It was hilarious. David said, my favorite part of the movie was when the president moved his security detail out of the way so he could pump his fist in the air with a defiant look in his eye. It was so powerful. And someone else replies, such poses for the street cred is crazy. And then someone else wrote, his bad acting gave it away. Alias said it would have been better if Trump jumped up and said, live from New York, it's Saturday night live. All right. I bet the supposed shooter, okay, this was a day ago, has three names, a first, a middle, and a last. Someone else writes, and a manifesto. You can't not have that. Someone else wrote, Sirhan, Sirhan, Sirhan. All right. Rumford says, never in a million years would it ever occur to me to chant USA or any country's name at an event like this. And someone replied saying, for real, exactly, best comment. Anita says, I found that very off-putting. Natalie says, my friend is a retired Secret Service and said it's the worst acting he's ever seen. I called it immediately and I'm just a civilian. She wrote, zero protocol was shown or practiced. I guess money can buy anything except the kingdom of our Lord. All right. Someone else writes, I think the Secret Service would have rushed him off the stage immediately. Someone else writes, this is not a natural crowd reaction. The fact that everyone stayed put and no one tried to run off at all. Ion Beam says the fake, I don't know if I can say that on this channel. Let's just say the blood was poured on his ear while he was down crouching behind the podium. Perfect scripting, isn't it? I've never seen blood look so fuchsia before. Kat says his WWE training, right? The World Wrestling, whatever that is paying off. Andrew says, why is no one hiding or being evacuated? They're just cheering. Why are the rifle guards just standing still in the hot firing zone? This is hilarious. Chris says, if that was a real crowd, there would have been some FJB going on. I think you know what that means. It's a different kind of chant that most often is heard at a authentic Trump rally. Willie says, I've never seen a crowd in my life stand still during gunfire. Gordy says, is there another world I can go to? I've had enough of this staged BS. Man Event says, it's worse than a low budget movie. And Slim Jim says, I want my money back. I'll leave on this one. Chica says, it's faker than a moon landing. And one of the replies says, but it's more real than India landing on the moon, though. All right. What say you, friends? Is this the dumbest thing I've ever done? Asking questions about something that was presented in the media? I forgot. We're not supposed to ask questions. Believe everything you're shown, especially if you have a friend of a friend of a friend whose brother's cousin was there. So there. All right, friends, a little lighthearted levity as we close out my third video of the evening, or is it my second video? My second video of the evening. I'm losing track now, and I will have another video for you tomorrow. Be sure that you watch the other ones as well as I answer some of your questions, including why would they do this? How could Trump be in on it? Yeah, I would like to hear what you have to say. Remember, you can get my written commentary in my free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. And I'll see you back here 4 p.m. Pacific. I'm here every day, Monday through Friday, as we dig deeper and learn how to read between the lies. See you soon, everybody.